Janet Napolitano gets strong praise for her personal and political skills.
She has great strength of character. She's resilient. She can take a hit.
Peter Likens was University of Arizona president while Napolitano was the state's Democratic governor. He recalls one time during budget talks when she negotiated directly with Republican legislative leaders.
And she has such intellectual firepower and such toughness in negotiation that she got a remarkably good budget out of not only a Republican-dominated legislature, but a conservative Republican legislature. So, yeah, she's tough.
And she'll have to be. Most university presidents have academic experience and know their way through university bureaucracies. Napolitano will have to pick that up on the job. Likens says she'll have no trouble with that, but others are skeptical. One UC faculty member described her in a blog post as unqualified to be a university president. Academic experience matters, he wrote. You wouldn't hire a dean of engineering to be a police chief.
It's an unorthodox appointment, but it's certainly not unprecedented.
Cal State East Bay Professor Emeritus Henry Reichman is a board member of the American Association of University Professors. He says the big question is what approach Napolitano will take.
Will she bring her obvious political strengths and experience to bear in fighting for the university and its faculty and students in Sacramento, and leave the educational stuff in the hands of the faculty where it belongs?
Many faculty are upset they've been left out of the search process. The Board of Regents will vote on Napolitano's nomination on Thursday. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.